God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
We are nothing without you, Lord.
Without you, Lord.
You are welcome. To gain access into a territory, he looks for a man. In line with the wordings of that song, can you recommit yourself to God tonight? While saying to him, Lord, I would not be breathing, and you will still be searching. Let my life put or gift an answer to your quest. Let my life. Whether you are on site here or online, in any city, in every nation, I want you to offer God the gift of yourself. If you seek to come into our nation, then Lord, come to me. I give to myself. I consecrate myself unto you, a vessel that you can embody. Oh, I cannot hear the sounds of prayer. There is a desperation in the heart of our God, and it is to find a host. If God will find a man, then he will take a city. If God will take a city, then cheaply he will take a nation. And tonight with lifted voices, we are offering ourselves as gifts. You can possess. You can inhabit. Ha. Oh, Zamo diantoparatu stavahata. Elatumra hande kutakate tuskate do. Iponte minos kaborianta kutabaila. Bate konta mashanta bakada. Abendus kantu takambi esumra kodi. Bate tomba staman batale. Bai tombra statu tantaba montabulata de. Eko pambiki kambasuta kabatomba kailo. Alomba tumenta baka baba hakombi by kwaskata banata. If you want a host and you found one tonight, you have my commitment. Whatever you need to do to this mortal body so that it becomes a gift unto you, do it. If you need to purge it, Lord, purge it. Whatever you need to burn, you can burn. I give you the right of way. But let it no longer be said that in my time, you did not find a man. Amaskatim batatatabad. Korote kustatu kampatataya. Abakutu kwanta skolantia. Ate bonskentomambi vikata. Rata kapinante testo tatambio sale. Elambita maandos kanto batos kitariataba. Prato katwanda skofariata kuma. Rata kapikante liatataya. Ate kombatia skata. Abrikata katumba skabwatale. Ailo kabros katule. Epaka ato. Epaka tatatatapika patambia kabo. Rakota santombe katototoa. Akababi kabai. Eyaka katoayata. Rakom sento tembe kaso. Epaki santole kabato. Abota komentoria taba. Bate kovante. Epante likata. Bato meskanto. Belata rakata tata tata bima ababo kamwas kapato ekapabo oka takamwanta koskantobe eleke pakatamo mekanto tenkapai aikapa patrankasto erakopota kapabo ekapo kante katesa masototo makwato 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 ekopa konti akapa. I gift my body to you. I katate gulabaria. In consecration, I gift my body to you. Let it no longer be said that you could not find a host in Obomoso. Let it no longer be said that there is not a man to embody your essence in totality, O God. Ilokasai kanata, rakabashata, lekwa, kai, kai, kabakamu kantando. Kapo kato sakoto ekata kumba saliata kailo bela kobianta kumatai rekoto koto kata baba ababa baba kota tatua pikaleata ekasapo koto ekia karuta rakos katante ate epepele koro ambilante ambila kata ambiese kape embera kusata kabrato ekopembiase kabibetete kabiasika kabasoloto rekototo kamapika tatoa afe kava kaba kaya sayako atatatate. I gift my body ekota sutaka satatata rakopa sata aikapos ekwa sotoko kokatata kapoata lepa papaya. You can burn what needs to be burned. You can kill what needs to be killed. But don't let anything live here that will stand in the way of your habitation.
Shanto mito mesha, rata papa tame shato, tato tato, eko beka tata. Can you plead with God that He will inhabit you? I know the Holy Ghost lives in you, but tonight He seeks the right of way. Ha. Oh, koko me ko kabo, kabo kabo, shakata takata, kaba baba kata, katwa kantos, esaki, ketoki sateko, ketokataria kaba, kabinta kila taku, kaputu katata kota, arate peskate, fai, fai saiba, kai soriata kato, lepati kopalu kamparos, aqua pota, Barata Babutaya, Epe Tebele Sutai, Peliata Basu, Perasita Baba, Reta Babantua, Pantevenatai, Etababila Tela Sibataya, Parasato Tade, Peta Koba Tiata Lakato. Somebody said something has stayed here so long that has stood in the way of God, and tonight it must die. Coming to kokototo, kenta kata kutata, rakata baki koto, ekasta tata kwa, asafeta kitalia, lakta kadarata, apeta katanta ba, lapasatata, isata batata, ratata biata, esonte, esonte tete, esonte balai, pailo, 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 tadua sita bahaya, break down every wall. Break down every wall. There is an intention in the heart of God. It is to possess a man. And tonight I give to you my body. You can possess my soul, just as you have possessed my spirit. That I might speak for you. That I will act for you. That I will play host to your majesty. Oh. Sabunga gonga karuta, sakunanga legadino, eketa kombe ganandai, asabunda lastanta vibonda, arato sato tanto, entabin by saita, lebra tata barutayas. Thank you, Father. Take my life and let it be. Let's use the other tune. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to take my moments, and my, let them flow. One more time, then we run to the song. Take my life, and let it be consecrated, Lord. Take my moments, let them flow. Second verse, take my hands and let them. Always
messages. Now take my silver and my gold. Lord of my Judah, I will hold. Lord of my Judah, I will hold. Take my talent and you. Every power of self shall be. Not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, take this heart, it is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. So take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal. Take my heart. It is forever thine own.
One more time.
It shall be thy own. So take my heart, so take my heart. It is forever thy own. It shall be thy own. Kazuza levelo ki asida kahatu. Meka kongriano sida lalate ta. Apokunke satu dati atas kahatibo. Kikaman son diska kaprahati lohaya. Bakanu sekateste digla hatu. Abarinos kika gombra. Nastata dino fehatate. Bilamo kato saduna dia kato badama. Abukasutele kabiletos katana brida. Rakabinato kadaina kaina marosa. Aske la gadada. Aske ketomi ala. Let him hear your cry. You can have it. 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 Oh, shakapata takataya, swata katalota, kababet, kabimon kanvasum takabiete, adonos kandelusa tatatata, arakito kokokoko katata kabibesta daya, aibakada mome kabado, rekebe sonai, rekebe santa badusia kabata. This is our cry tonight. You know the things that you do, O God, to produce a host. A host. Not one in temporary dimensions, but one that is eternal. One in whom you will not find a place of visitation, but a dwelling place. Do to us. Do to us. And let your name be praised and glorified. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You may be seated. I'm going to share briefly so that we can come to prayer, and then I'm going to take the subject of the day. There was a song I heard in Lagos. Now this thing has grains inside it. I know my voice is bad, but let it be as sweet as Mr. Taiwo's voice. Abina, is Mama around? Okay. That's why his voice is sweet. He says, Baba Warami Lawa. Who knows the song?
Ni wa igbati ko selo mi ro weni lati ro mi lowo tata.
Okay, so if I was the one that was supposed to help you, if you sing that song like that, I will not help you. In approaching God, beyond the fruit of your lips, there is a posture of approach. You know, it's not a praise and worship song. It's a plea. It's a plea. It was on that song that I rode into my impartation service. Because I know that when we are desperate, it comes. It was the first time. Who sang the song originally? You don't know. Oh, the song just journeys around. So I want somebody to lead us, and lead us in a way that you can get help. In a way that you can get help. So who is leading us? Leading us? Is that who? Is that the one? There are many ways we can test if you get help. So lead it in a way that God will respond. You can see them. You can see them.
Baba Waromilo. Oni lati ran mi lowo dandan ni won igba ti ko se lomi ran eni lati ran mi lowo dandan baba wa ran mi lowo eni lati ran mi lowo dandan.
We are taking it three more times. Two more times. In your quest for help, listen. In your quest for help, you should be able to get to a place where you know that to go beyond here, only God can help me. And in my little walk with Jesus, there's an echo here. In my little walk with Jesus, I have found out that the help systems of God don't become fully activated until a man confesses that there's no help. I grew up around a lot of hymns. And one of the things that I saw common, or I still see common to hymn writers, is that they were desperate men. They were men who had exhausted the things that they could do. When you hear a hymn like, "My faith looks up to thee, and thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine." Now hear me while I pray.
Now hear me while I pray.
Take all my guilt away.
Take all my guilt away.
And oh, let me from this day be holy done. If you pour down the words of that song, you understand the desperation of that man. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim's journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. As a verse that I love, give me the second verse. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let's do the verse again. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lost to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. We're still in prayers. I'm taking this song because is my voice this bad? Okay. It's Miss Long, you. I've been preaching all week. You can leave it. I think my voice was better yesterday. Okay. Is it that microphone I used? Jerry, let's switch to that one. Let's see what is. Amen. I think this is better. Okay. Amen. So I've been emphasizing that a generation that wants to capture God like the fathers have captured God must labor into how the fathers walked to be able to capture God. Mr. Tao, do you do fisheries? Okay, put it in your mind. Maybe not this year, but put it in your mind. Just put it in your mind, though. Right. If you want to do fish farming, or you want to fish like they do in the north, if what you take to the waters is a hook and line, you know what a hook and line is? Thank you, sir, Pastor Diola. A hook and line. You should not think that you will catch a whale. Are you with me? Because if a whale mistakenly hangs on your hook, there are two options. If your cable is breakable, then you'll be secure. If your cable is unbreakable, then your next habitat will be the deep waters, not shallow waters. I mean, it will drag you into the depth. So when you want to catch a whale, there are certain ocean liners that are deployed to do that work. So that if the whale decides to drag at whatever you are using to pull it, the ocean liner will have enough stamina to be able to stand. Boldly, what I'm saying is that if what we want to walk into is the depth of God, the strength of God that our fathers have, we can't go in search of God with a hook and line. You will need a major sacrifice to attract a whale. What do you use to catch those small tilapia fish? What do they put on the hook? Earthworm. The whale can't see it. It's too small. So it means we must be willing to match sacrifice for sacrifice, consecration for consecration, time for time. That's how God is found. There is a caveat in the pursuit of God that is both an advantage and a disadvantage, is that God is no respecter of persons. What that tells you, John, is that if you want to search for God, like Pastor W.F. Kumuyi found God, God will not say, because your own name is John and his name is William, am I right? He will not say, no, I'll be favorably disposed towards William and I will ignore John. But it is also to make John understand that John will need to labor like William to find me like William found. Are you with me? Is it possible to walk with God and be not? That God takes a man away? That verse of scripture that God is no respecter of persons also makes us understand that getting missing was not an isolated dealing in God. It is possible to be lost like that. If a man walks with God to the degree that Enoch walked with God, there are no one-offs actually in the dealings of God with men. What we see are dimensions that men walked into that nobody else is willing to go into. And so the gates are open. That if we really want to find God like our fathers found God, we can come as close as we want. Because the gates are open. There are songs will give us wisdom. There are prayers. In case you are looking for power, like Pastor Adeboy, you know, he's one of the people who dispense power in this nation without effort. I've not seen him do... Yes, I've seen him dispense healing, miracles. What we call impartation is a dispensation of power, right? Or the dispensing of power. I've not seen him use that word too many times. Have you seen him do that many times? But when I went to Zaria, I had an encounter with the man who is called the light of the north. That's what they call him. And I saw how cheaply the energies of God could be dispensed. The things I got, I've been practicing. And I've seen that it's not hard. It's not hard. God is more willing to be activated upon his people than the minister can ever be willing. It means that the freedom of movement through the vessel is what God is looking for. And if you attain to it, you can switch a service in a second. But you will need to find what part you want. If you want to pray and you think power is the requirement, you will need to go and ask that person or read their books to find out if it was power that occasioned it. You may need to also listen to what kinds of prayers they prayed, and you will find out that their prayers are much different from the things we are praying. The things they labored to apprehend are so much divorced from our pursuits. That's why we have found God to a degree, but not to their level. If there will be no gaps, because I got to read that during this last convention, Pastor Adeboye made some very key statements. One of those statements was the alteration of the name of the camp to become a city. Am I right? One other major thing was the retirement of pastors after a particular age. Am I right? You don't go to the gym. Okay, see our names. Who goes to the gym here? Am I right? The new age is what? 70. Okay. And then he also made a statement that the person that will come into his post is what? You didn't hear that one? Okay, you were here. Told you, okay, this one were the stories they told you. He also made a statement that the next Geo is a young man. That's responsibility. Is a young man. It means if that young man is charismatic, and mark my words, I'm being prophetic here. If that young man is charismatic but has no container, he will wreck a whole denomination. So we need to begin to pray for that young man. It doesn't take long for church people to scatter. It is harder to gather people together. To wake up one day and find out that you are the only one in church. You don't need 3 weeks for it to happen. It can happen overnight. Have you heard that sometime not too far away in this town, people stayed, they walk out in a particular church. I don't mean they didn't come from home. They arrived. But when they heard something, they carried their Bibles and they found the door in this town. I won't tell you where, but it happened in this town. So it doesn't take long. I'm sharing this because that some young men will be excited by now. Though you don't think so. Ah! Finally. Our dream is about to come true. And if I use the word dream, I'm being conservative. I should have used the word ambition. Finally, we are going to wear this garment. But that garment can kill. Especially if you spy at the ranking of the two men that have worn the garment. It requires more character than the anointing to be able to bear it. So our prayer is with the Redeemed Christian Church of God. As young men, you know, it can't be me. I don't have plans to go to the team. Abina, it can't be me. I've not even met Baba one-on-one before. And I don't have hope that I'll meet him. How many people have met him one-on-one before? I don't mean you saw him, I mean you spoke to him. Did you speak to him? Did he answer you? You know, if somebody passed and say, yes sir, and the person is going, you did not speak to him. Did he answer you? Eh? Okay, there was no response, but you greeted him. Okay, so maybe in his mind, he said, bless you. So you are blessed. I say you are blessed. It's good. Jesus just told me to be following him, that everybody I'm supposed to meet, I will meet them. I remember like 20 years ago, I was passing through Lagos, and there's this Baptist church on the road at Obanikoro, that's Shepherd Hill. I just love the structure. And I prayed in my heart that one day I will stand and preach in Shepherd Hill. It was a simple ambition, but it took 20 years before Jesus granted it. So when I stood on that stage, my first statement was, if you follow Jesus, all your dreams will come to pass. Every dream. The people you want to meet, you will meet them without stress. Because it was me negotiating, I'm busy. And they don't say, I will come. They now send. Let's just see Shepherd Hill. You see. But it's cheap. So I have pictures now that are from inside Shepherd Hill. I can put it on my wall that Jesus granted my request. But what I'm saying is, There is a demand for hosts in Nigeria. Because the last set of major hosts that we have are signing out. Even though they told us that they are just beginning. We know that they are signing out. There are certain statements that give voice to what is going on in the heart of our fathers, and only the wise can discern. They are signing out. And so to retain God in Nigeria, we need to begin to labor to produce another set of ranking men who can host God, having come into the character of the Christ. That's our new labor. And God will help you. Before we begin to go into the subject of the day and pray, I raised this subject this morning. For those who were enjoying a breeze from the rain, who loved their beds more than prayers, you were not in that service. But I promised that I was going to do a short charge so that we can pray. Because like I spoke to us yesterday night, the intercessor is gifted the capacity to thrive upon three kinds of knowledge. The first is the knowledge, I'm trying to expand them now, the knowledge of the intentions and the activities. Is that what I said? Help me check. I have them on slides already. Intentions and activities of God. So divine intentions and divine activity. The knowledge of divine intentions and divine activity. You do not have much advantage as an intercessor if all that you can see is what the enemy is doing. You will not be able to navigate accurately into what God's demands over your life is or are, as the case may be. The second body of knowledge upon which the intercessor or the intercessory ministry thrives is the knowledge of what are the intentions and the activities of the enemy. Many times what the enemy is doing is not primarily people sensitive. It is divine intention and activity sensitive. You see, man is like a piece of grass caught in between two fighting elephants. The battles that happen in the realms that overshadow the earth impact upon our realm. And because man, on the ecological chain in the earth, man is supposed to be the most superior. Am I right? So that no matter how big the elephant is, a man can bring it down and it becomes food for the man. So man receives the first impact of the battles in the supernatural dimension. When God sets out to fulfill something and the enemy sets out to fulfill, when God sets out to fulfill something, what the enemy does, knowing that God does not actually have the rights of oppression in the earth outside man, he labors in man. He labors around man to stop what God is doing. So the battle over man is the battle for expression. Because spirits do not have the primary, what word is that? Permission to operate in the earth. Just like in Matthew 6:10, you pray thy kingdom come. Those strange priests too pray thy kingdom come. And what you have found out is that those who by sacrifice have aligned more with the spirit that they are inviting are the ones whose requests are granted. So when you look into a territory, the dominant spirit is not always the strongest spirit. The dominant spirit is the spirit that sustains the most consistent and the most deliberate invitation. Let's take a place in Ondaji. There's a place in Ondaji that they call Facebook. Are you with me? I know that people used to carry, it's long ago, people used to carry megaphone in Facebook to preach. But you and I know that if you show up in Facebook, if ASUU was not on strike, I don't know if it's still like that now. If you show up in Facebook around 10 p.m., either you are driving or trekking, you, as a brother, we need your heart to be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. Am I right? It's like the people who show up at that time, they invent them, especially. That's, they climb out seemingly out of a rib. Have you, those days, it used to be Allen Avenue. In the night. Once you move around, you see near naked people. I'm sure if that enterprise is still on, it will be worse now. Because the depravity has increased. You can be tempted to stop and quickly pick and run. And then when you carry the person, you'll be thinking of, what will I do now? I'm saying that in Facebook, even though they preach there in the afternoon, what happens in the night is a revelation to the nature of spirits that are there. Because in Facebook, even if you dress near naked, you will not have shame. It means there's an altar that manipulates human will to be able to show up in that place without your normal human consciousness. It requires some degree of depravity to be naked. Are these things I'm saying? Okay, you think it's normal for people to wear, what do you call those shorts? To wear bum shorts and singlet and just sling out of their hostels and stay long there prizing something from everybody. And there's no human consciousness that I'm naked. There is a sprinkling of a spirit that enables them. It kills the normal human capacity to rationalize. Me, I analyze a lot. The people doing it may not know, but a spirit is involved. Man was not designed to be naked. So everywhere you act away from design and you act sustained away from design, it means that a spirit is involved. And we don't need to abuse you. We just need to take care of the spirit. You'll be normal. I don't like the look on your faces. If a man stands on the street and he's shouting, even if mobile police comes here now, fear no man. When they come and he keeps shouting, fear no man, have you been slapped by a military man before? If they slap him, he goes from normal sight to stars and then his brain goes through a reset process. It's instant. It's the same way if you tamper with the altar that sustains a particular behavior. And it can no longer stream the energies that is streaming. The person who enjoyed nakedness today will suddenly snap out and begin to cry. Have you not... Okay, you've not been in a place where somebody was mad, was cast out before. I've had a few experiences in a lifetime. They are ashamed of themselves. Ha! What am I doing in this cloth? How did I get here? Many times they weep seriously. If they now ask, how long has this been? You now say, it's like 18 years old. Ha! You didn't take him to school to learn that he's naked. What you just did was that you took away what made nakedness, what made eating from gutters normal. It's part of our labors in priesthood to dislodge altars so that people who are seeking help can be helped. Amen. Well, since you are not interested in this subject, let me continue. I try to use every opportunity to teach what will make the kingdom advance, but sometimes it's not received. So Jesus said that if what we are teaching is not received, we should So I've cleaned my shoe. And I began with the information or the bodies of knowledge that an intercessor must possess to be able to thrive effectively. The knowledge of divine intentions and activities, the knowledge of the enemy's intentions and activities, which are many times to block what God is doing. And the final body of knowledge is the knowledge that furnishes us with the requisite partnership to be able to advance what God is doing and put an end to what the enemy is doing. So the saints, because there must be a receiving man in the earth, must know what to do to advance what God is doing and put a wall before what the enemy is doing. Those bodies of knowledge are key. So as you intercede, because you require these three bodies of knowledge, your revelatory receptions are designed to be along these three lines. That God will show you what he's doing. God will show you what the enemy is doing. And he will also show you what is your partnership. Sometimes it will not be viewings, it will be hearings. Sometimes it will not be hearings, it will be impressions. It will be impressed on your heart what heaven is doing. It will be impressed on your heart what darkness is doing. And it will be pressed on your heart the bodies of knowledge that give you wisdom so that you know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, so that in your time the kingdom can advance and that which the enemy is doing can be truncated. It was in the expression of these receptions that I had to abort Minister Oba's prayer in the morning so that I could bring this body. Because there are things that the average Nigerian has commonized. I was sharing this morning that during the week was in the news that they fought in Ajasepo. And that what caused the fight was that some of our people were traveling and they parked their car. And then somebody broke their side mirror. And they found out that the one who broke their side mirror was from a particular tribe. And so killing started. 6 men died. 17 badly wounded, 7 totally missing. But the bone of contention was a broken side mirror. Mr. Tao, if somebody breaks your side mirror, nobody should break your side mirror. But if somebody breaks your side mirror, can you kill? The reason why you cannot kill is because a spirit has found habitation inside him. And to a degree, that spirit has built enough capacity, as gifted by fellowship, to be able to resist the urge to fight. He might not even say too much. But why did you break this thing? I'm sorry. Even if the person says, hey, I've broken it, so what? You will still look for a cutlass and machete to person. What the average Yoruba man will say, wa konite waju. It means you will meet somebody who is exactly like you, who will deal with you. They will leave a word in the future for the person. A more churchy person who wants God to punish the person will say, I leave you in the hands of God. Say, God, you think God has not created somebody that he cannot deal with? God will catch up with you. And that's how it ends. But to kill because of a broken side mirror means that the spirit is involved. I have found out in my labors that there are strange spirits that are finding expression in our nation. Murderous spirits that make people kill at the slightest provocation. Violent spirits. You find out that even our brethren cannot write anything serious now without putting violence. You can't teach truth without saying violence everywhere. In that song we sang, take my lips. And some people, we also sang, take my hands. We cannot keep writing what Jesus is not writing and claim that we are living for Jesus. We cannot keep saying the things that Jesus is not saying. I have been preaching for many years that to be a Christian is a very tall order. We have cheapened it, but the spirits know who is who. That's why there are many preachers, but there are few territories that have hope of being altered. Because what brings change is a nature that you have embodied, not the things that you say. The average Christian is available on multi-levels. He serves Jesus. He serves self. Sometimes he even serves Satan. He serves systems. He serves his society. So that he can give voice to anything. There are people who watched Big Brother yesterday and went to sing in church this morning. I don't understand. And I have criminalized that thing because I know that it's a show of immorality to the highest level. But also because those who stay long watching it are not wise. Some people walk during the day and in the night, because people in Big Brother used to sleep. Are you with me? Have you watched before? No, I mean your eyes just mistakenly passed it. Say yes. Say yes. He said probably. Okay. John, I'm saying that in the night, I don't know now, but it's been on for a while. Sometimes I go out in the night and I want to say to the person at the counter, please, I need something. It's not every hotel that has heater that the heater works. Sometimes it's when you want to sleep, you now find out that the bulb is permanently on. I mean, when you press the switch, you know all these dancing switches. So, to sleep, you may need to remove the bulb. Some hotels have lost the H and the O. It's only tail. So, they leave us with tails to tell. So, I will go out in the night and I will find out that the person at the reception is watching Big Brother, but is watching sleeping people. Yes. 3 a.m. His eyes is glued. He's seeing how people are sleeping. Some of them are, when they snore, it still sounds. So the people are snoring, but he's watching. He will still walk the following morning. If you are under the sound of my voice and you watch that thing, you will not need a service. You need a special service. Yes, we will put together the prayer team and the pastoral team, and we will war over your soul. A spirit needs to be involved for you to hear the things we are saying and come into the demands of Jesus and still want to waste like that. Because some people are going to come back, they say it's a 6-week thing, they are going to come back prayerless because that night watching is their prayer time. And when people watch Big Brother in the night, when they open their eyes in the morning, they remember that they have not prayed. They now send a WhatsApp message to somebody who prayed in the night. Say, sir, I don't even know. I'm becoming prayerless. Say, pray for me. My own Bible says, if any man be afflicted, let him pray. To watch that thing in the night is a sign that an affliction has gained entrance. So you don't seek for prayer. You yourself, you pray. Because when it is well with you, if any man be merry, yes, let him sing. When you were merry, you sang alone. So when you are afflicted, you also need to pray alone. I'm saying this thing so that people will understand the folly and the cheap way in which they are managing destiny. We are too old to be looking for prayer contractors. In your little life, you must have proven that prayer works. It may not have risen somebody from the dead, but you have asked God for something and he has done it, and that's enough proof that he can. in case he has not done anything for you, the fact that you are alive in today's Nigeria is because you are a survivor. They abduct people in town. No? Not every bike man is a bike man. You enter a cab, there are already five people inside. And you just sit down in the bus. And then you get to you say, Alade filling station. And they dropped you. You don't know it's mercy. Can you jump down from a moving vehicle? It means if you are seated, you are the mercy of God. That they stop when you want them to stop and where you want them to stop. I'm saying that God has been good to you. Prayer has been working in your life. Don't give the enemy a cheap opportunity at your life. I spoke yesterday night of a strategy of the enemy which is back-to-back affliction. Israel just survived test, and the next thing was an invading army. The enemy makes sure that the believer is occupied with things so that he will not press into God. What did I pick in my spirit this morning? I will give voice to it from Genesis chapter 4 so that we can pray. And in case you're already a victim, please make sure that you pray. Genesis chapter 4 from verse 1. I will read quickly to verse 8 and then speak through this. And Adam knew his wife, knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. Cain means I have received a man from the Lord. And she said, you see there, I have gotten a man from the Lord. I'm emphasizing the meaning of his name because it is possible under certain circumstances to act against your ordination. And she again bare his brother Abel. Now, did you find out that Abel, the meaning of Abel's name was not given? Because Abel is gifted the definition vanity. Why should you give birth and name your child vanity? As far as Eve was concerned, Cain was the man. This one was just like, in the north, we call it like a jara. Okay, you just gave us something. So based on Eve's understanding of the ordinations of these two children, Cain was the major player. Abel was just an addendum to whatever agenda Cain came to fulfill. So Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, or brought off the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also. Somebody say, he also. So it looked to me as though Abel was living a mirrored life. That's why the Bible gifted him the word also. He was taking after the activity of his elder brother. So an Abel, he also brought off the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Verse 5. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. We have three more verses. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? So the discussion was not built around his offering. Are you with me? As a matter of fact, there was nothing in this narrative that was wrong with his offering, because God said, if thou do it well, shalt thou not be accepted? So there was a divine indictment that was divorced from the offering. It means God had seen Cain as an evildoer, or in less weightier manners, a wrongdoer. What he has been doing is not recorded. But if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door. He did not say you have committed sin. What God is saying is, this thing that you are not doing well is about to make you do something that I will refer to as sin. It is close by. There is an activity that you are about to engage. The seed of that activity is already inside you. And on the, because of the existence of that seed, I'm already telling you, you are not doing well. You have lost approval, even though you have not committed the evil. And the evil is now close by. He stops the statement. So he begins to say something else, because those two things are not joined together. He now says, and unto thee shall his desire be. Go back to the previous verse. I'm just showing you how to run these things. Cain was angry with his brother. So that was the subject of discussion. So it was how Cain related with Abel. It is that discussion that God continued with the word "and." It was an advertisement to Cain that he, Cain, currently, the fact that I have accepted your brother does not mean that your place has been lost. Even this sacrifice that you came to offer, he offered his own by mirroring. His desire is still towards you. It means he still sees you as the main player. Are you with me? And that you are still over your brother. It was not a reference to sin. It was a reference to Abel. What verse are we? Verse 7. Now, what happened in verse 8? And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now he has committed the sin. He was wrong because there was something in him that was going, that like there was a murderous tendency in him. But he currently did not have the privilege to activate it. You know, someone can have the tendency to fornicate and he's just carrying it around because everybody around him is a church person. He doesn't live in his room alone, but he can escape to youth service. And even though he's bishop in the Boma shop, when he arrives at Gusau, that's in Zamfara state, nobody knows him. He looks right, left, front, back. He forgets to look up or look down. Because if he looks up, who would he see? God is looking at me. If he looks down, what will he see? He will see earth, the record keeper here. So every time you want to do something wrong, when you do like this, even if you forget to look up, look down, look down. There is a class captain here who writes down the names of noisemakers, and he's allegiance to God. So that anything he writes, you can't appease him, he will report you. So before you ask, Taloshu Fufu, he come and be. He slew his brother. You know the rest of the story. He was caught martial out immediately, or cross-examined immediately. And then because he answered God in a manner that was not, that showed dishonor, we call it contempt of court. The opportunity to speak his defense was taken from him, and a sentence was passed instantly, and that's how the thing went. But my point is, is there something going on in your heart now that if you had a good atmosphere, it will manifest? That was Cain's major problem. It was something that was strong enough to make God reject him and reject the sacrifice that he brought. So let's come into contemporary times. All of us are praying. But what might make God listen to John and not listen to me can be something that I have not fully executed, but something that has gained expression in my life. And because I have not allowed God to eliminate it or uproot it myself, God is rejecting me and rejecting my intercession. It means I'm laboring in vain. I hope you know that a large percentage of the church is praying in Nigeria that God should have mercy on us. Do something. Stretch forth your hand. Let your redemptive and salvific dimensions be seen in Nigeria. Help the Naira. Let us resume. But the Bible says the prayer of a wicked man is an abomination unto the Lord. It means God will not hear that man. So when I sat here in the morning, God told me that there are spirits of hatred that have filled your nation. And they are praying men who are hateful. If a Fulani man comes to your house and says, please give me water, be sincere, how many of you will give him water? Raise your hand. Well, let's see. Okay, drop your hand. You are in church. Don't lie here. Peter is here. Let me remind you. Are you with me? You know what Peter is here means. Okay. Is that thing in your heart that I mean? That Peter is here. Because before Jesus comes, Peter will come back to church. And that is dimension will be alive. I know some people think, say that, oh, God is more merciful in our days than the day of Peter. Peter was a New Testament minister. If believe you download God to that point, people want to lie to you, be afraid. If the first person lies and they sing Master Law, the others will take dressing. Yes! I was sharing in Ibadan, they told me to come and speak of revival. That, you know, one person comes and deceives a whole church. Thousands. He lies to us that, you see, he was just sleeping in his house, so, and one contract just opened and God gave him money. We now say, Kai! In billions. So, Jibola, play a song. And all of us dance for like 10 minutes. We stop the dance. We say, 1 billion. Then we dance again. Only to wake up that and find out that this guy swindled the government. Is it that there's none of us that is spiritual? You think you can do that in the early church? Because the case of Ananias and Sapphira was not stolen money. Was personal money. They didn't want to share everything. For God's sake, Peter, is their money. It was just to, you know, a man that is full of the Holy Ghost is an advantage to good men. It's a gross disadvantage to wicked men. Can you whisper to your neighbor, be full of God? You can add, your family needs it. The enemies of your household also need it. It's not that they will die. They will stop. But Louis, because they are not afraid of us. That's the truth. I was sharing yesterday at Akure. I said, if two men are fight, you know, people like to gather around street fight. The two started blowing themselves. You can see 50 persons. If a young man just throws out of his house in camouflage, he's not even crossing the road. He's just throwing. The first thing that happens, they say the fight will stop. I say it's a lie. Because if you are fighting, you won't know. The first thing that happens is that the audience disperses. And it becomes a case of only two fighting. When they find out that nobody is cheering, you know this kind of fight, Mr. Tao, that you are fighting somebody, but you are the one that arranges his shirt back. See? And then you find your way. That soldier does not need to talk. His appearance provokes compliance. When we become full of God, there are many things that are currently prayer points that will be answered by appearance. Pastor Diola, that demoniac, did Jesus talk? Bolu, there is a weight of God that a man walks in. That the demons know that this is disaster. They didn't say to Jesus, "Has thou come to cast us out?" That's cheap. They knew that with this weight, he had the potential to destroy them. And the spirit ceased to exist. So they had to advise him, "We know God's timetable. It's not time yet. Has thou come to do it before time?" So, my question. How many of you will likely not give a full animal water to drink if he says, "Please give me water"? Or if he says, "Give me water," you are heading towards a tap. You now say, "Alright, pure water. Or bottled water." What will you do? You will most likely treat him like he's not human. It means that even in the midst of praying men, there is a natural hatred towards the full animal. I was not paid to make a case for the full animal, but I was sent by God to tell us why our prayers may not be answered. If God rejects a man because of his posture of offering a sacrifice, I hope you know that giving the fruits of his farmland must have cost him something. It means that before cost, there is the acceptance of the man that we pay the price. We have been praying, and today is day 29. But if there's hate in your heart, you need to plead with the Lord that he purges your heart, or you may be wasting time. And such spiritual technologies as the one that made Israel run before I, in the day that Achan had an unwanted thing, it means that one hateful man can corrupt a praying company. I've seen it everywhere. I was sharing something that I heard as I listened past a movie. But that's how they describe it. Say, how many of you were in the bus? He said, "We're four and two full animals." Is that not how the people define it? You won't say we were six. Hatred has been built for the Fulanis. And those who want peace in this nation must first pray that God will purge our hearts of that hatred. I don't have any close Fulani friend, maybe because I don't hang around that area too much. But I believe that away from the spirits that have possessed a few of them, God brought that tribe into this nation for a purpose. I'll show you scriptures when we enter the topic of today. The Fulanis have an ordination. Bolu, there are places, there are villages that in your right mind you cannot walk into because they are far into the forest. A safe Fulani man can access them. It means if we want all of them dead, our penetrating power as the body of Christ will be reduced because they are not afraid to go to certain places. Oh, people say the Fulani man is a very bold man. Did you see what happened to Saul? Saul's cutting edge as a natural human being was passion. When he was anti the faith, he ran with passion. When you study your Bible again, you find out that Paul was not under the employment of the teachers of the law. He was a freelance man. So when he was going to Damascus, he wanted his personal labor to be legitimate. So he went to collect a letter. You understand me? If the letter was to substantiate, I will catch anybody. But if they say, "Where's the search warrant?" Just sign something. Let me run. When he got saved, did the person leave? Who unto me if I do not preach this gospel? He was a wasted man on the other side. When he crossed the divide, he was still a wasted man. Could it be that the boldness of the Fulani is an advantage that the body of Christ in Nigeria was desired to have? But even the calm ones are hated. People treat them in dehumanizing dimensions. Even those who buy things from them, talk to them as if they are not human beings. And I warned in the morning that many nations have suffered because of that kind of gate that the body of Christ is embracing progressively, and we are not doing anything about it. We are not understanding that our hearts are being possessed by spirits that are contrary to the spirit of the Christ. I said it this morning, that the wastage that happened in such nations as Rwanda was because a tribal dichotomy was created. I was sharing in the morning that such cities as Ofanerile is something, would you even call that tribal? Because they are both Yoruba cities. But if they check, they will find out that it is the stirrings of a spirit that occasions that battle. Because the fight starts with nothing of big consequence. Many years ago, it was Ife Amura Keke. And they will murder themselves to a place that... Mr. Tao, have you driven through those two towns before? There's almost no boundary. You are just driving, you are in Ife. Then you go and see that the signboard has changed. It's Amura Keke. But they fight and fight and fight. They fought in pre-modern times, and they still fight in modern times. Every time you see things like that, it's because ancient spirits are still at war. We want to trust Jesus this evening, that towards that tribe, the love of Jesus will reinvade our hearts. The Bible said that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus died for that tribe, and the church needs to begin to pray for the tribe. Oh, somebody is saying, do you know the very terrible things you have done? Do we know the very terrible things you have done? The blood that saved you can save any one of them. And we must stand on the side of God, because we know that the mandate of God for that tribe is redemptive. Let me go into my notes a little so that we can pray. I don't know who I was sharing with. I think I said it this morning too. That since they've been telling us in the church here to pray for loved ones, my prayer has been only for the Fulani tribe. God save them. Find more among them. You appear to Saul. Appear to them. I have not been praying for my sister or my brother. It's that tribe. And I found out that as I continue to pray for the redemption, not of one man, but for the whole tribe, I found out that my heart became soft towards them. You can't be intentionally interceding for a man and be hating the man. Some of our prayers have lost progressions in the spirit because hateful men pray. Let me read some things the Lord said to me. Then we pray. I said, the believer's labor in intercession is not designed to find fullest expression in intercessory speech. Intercession is a labor in spiritual constructions to the end that heaven's interventions are occasioned in the earth. So when we say it's a spiritual construction, it means that there are stones that give force to intercession. You pray, that's intercessory speech. There is a posture of the intercessor who is not in a hurry to move out of prayer. So the intercessor comes in the crack of a waiter. I'm going to be here until you show up. I'm going to be here until you speak a word. I'm going to be here until there's a turnaround. So there's a posture. That's another stone. The speech is another stone. The life is another stone. Because, Emmanuel, if your intercession in your family... Okay, let me know you as an example. Is there any Samson in church today? Anybody that's wearing Samson? That means we don't have a strong man in church. I mean, Samson is Alagbara. Okay. So there's no Samson. So let's assume that there's a Samson here. If the people in Samson's family are struggling with debt, if Samson wants to pray that their indebtedness breaks, Samson must take an oath of no borrowing. Are you with me? You can't be an accurate intercessor if you are equally afflicted. It means there will be days that Samson will, he will want to press open, you know, those online apps. Or press which other one? Okay, you know them. If they send me your name, what, you will not like it. I will first give you to God to discipline for like 2 weeks. Then we'll now try and see if we can help you. We have needs too. We don't borrow money. If we compare needs, let me not say anything. When I mean needs, I'm not even thinking about myself. I have a long list on my table and I've asked the Lord, just provide so that we can. I'm not even thinking of myself. There are some monies that enter my hand. My wife knows that in 5 minutes the money has finished because there are many needs. Why do I give like that? It's because I know that I have found God in a certain fashion that I will not suffer. But while some people are waiting to find God in that fashion, let them thrive on our own faith. That's how I give like that. Samson, don't just think that if you say, God, deliver my family from debt, they'll be free. You must take an oath of no borrowing. Because what will ultimately deliver your family from debt is not paying their debts. It's a tao. If a man has found the way of borrowing, even when his debts are paid, he will borrow again that same day. One boy borrowed 6,000 from one of, all of them have pay, Abby. Egg pay, leaf pay, whatever it is. He borrowed 6,000. They now sent me a message on his phone. He stored my name as Papa. So they now, the person now called me and said, good day, Papa. I said, I don't know you. Say, I'm from so, something credit. I said, so. He says, sir, we know that you're a man of God and we don't want you to, we don't want to disgrace you. I said, I have lawyer friends. No, I can't bring God into this thing. It will crush the company. I said, I have lawyer friends and I need money. They said they will put my name inside newspaper. They'll put my picture, me, that I'm the guarantor of. I said, guarantor of who? No, you see, those things can be only be done in Nigeria. And there are many hungry lawyers. Sorry to our learned people. I mean, there are many of them who are out of job. Because when times become austere, like the ones that we are in now, people settle their fights themselves. So, yes, now. Say, we'll not fight again. There are many that are walking around, finished law school. 10 years they have not defended the case. It will be cheap for them to file for, what do they call that thing? For libel. That you called me guarantor over 6,000. And I will say that you did character defamation. You will pay 10 million. And I will spend the money happily. At least my name has gotten me something. So I warned them seriously. I now call the boy, because I had the boy's number, met him once before. Once. What did you borrow that 6,000 for? He said, well, I think it was cloth he went to buy. It was cloth. And that the money was not complete. So he now borrowed 6,000. I said, so what was the plan to pay the 6,000 back? He said, he doesn't have a plan. So I announced to him, you are the thief that they called you. How can you want to buy cloth and your money is not complete? Do you see the adverts of those things? A guy goes to an eatery. He has bought food and because he bought chicken and all those things, the money was not enough. So he just picked his phone and borrowed money to buy chicken. Like, you eat this one and die there. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. We need to tell ourselves the truth. To be enslaved is easy. Even if we can't give you money to buy food, enter the house during lunch, you eat. Happy now. Please don't let the enemy enslave you. And if you are owing money online, Daniel, let them hear you. If you are owing money online, I am asking God now that he will bring you into favor. Please, before you buy another belt or another shirt or another shoe, pay them their money. Are you with me? Pay them their money so that you can be free. May God give you understanding. They say, Udao, I know many people are thriving on the grounds of they can't see me. They don't even know where I'm living. Where God is taking you to is far. You don't want to leave things on the path. Pay as God gives you power. A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, until it is totally paid. There are those who are calling and they must borrow from MTN until MTN sends a text that don't borrow again. Life is in seasons. We have not always had credit. Now, I can't remember the year that I last loaded credit. It's a phase. I mean the year, not the month. It's in phases. Because some people have made it their own body to get that done now. Phases. A time will come when you will no longer buy clothes. Are you getting my point? And if you stay on your track, whether you are in active ministry or you are on a secular job serving Jesus there, a day of rewards will come that when you count the things that you possess, you will have more as gifts than that you bought. That every time you think you have a need, somebody, God touches somebody's heart and buys it. Because on air, I can't share some testimonies. But I have seen God. When we sit down one-on-one, I'll share some things with you. It will blow your mind. I don't have plenty of things to. But I can testify that God is a rewarder. And it is not just for those who are in pulpit ministry. I said on your secular job, serve Jesus there. He will reward you like the one who is preaching. Are you with me? Okay, so there are stones that are utilized to build this spiritual construction called intercession, and the enemy knows that there are stones. So what the enemy does is that he subverts the intercessor by ensuring that these stones of construction are replaced. So he takes something that is supposed to be a stone there and allows the praying man put another stone. It might be a replica stone, but that displeases God. Sometimes it is not a replacement. What he does is that he ensures that a stone that is supposed to be in place is not even there at all. So there's a vacancy. At other times, what he does is to add a stone that is not supposed to be there. And I've come to announce to you that the average person praying in Nigeria currently plays host to an additional stone, and it is hatred, especially for the Fulani tribe. In my prayers, I have seen our nation coming to a very clear dichotomy. So that you see Fulani and the rest. So that you see Christian and Muslim. The gap is getting wider. So that you see North and South. What the enemy wants to do by the things we read online, by the discussions we go into, is to widen that gap until the believer takes sides. And when you take sides, you lose your position of favor with God, and your intercessory labor becomes a labor in waste. I shared a story with us this morning, right? I shared from, where was that? Can't see that other scripture. I shared from 2 Kings, right? 2 Kings chapter 3. I didn't read it, but I shared from there. So let's have that so that we go to pray. That's the after. 2 Kings chapter 3, I'll do from 11 to 16, quickly. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord? And this is the plot that I built in the morning. It was that the nation of Judah, the nation of Israel, and the nation of Edom were out in battle. The three of them had synergized to fight only one king called the king of Moab. As they advanced on the journey to the place where the battle will happen, another battle cropped up, and it was a battle of thirst. Military men were thirsty. The kings were thirsty. Their beasts, the horses, maybe the camels, the donkeys that bought their food were all thirsty. And it was as though they were going to die before they arrived at the battle. Even if they arrived, they were going to arrive as weak men. So the king of Edom was going to be able to overpower them cheaply. So Jehoshaphat, whose domain was in Judah and not in Israel, raised a cry. The cry was, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? He understood by history that a prophet can answer this kind of problem. Okay. So one of the king's servants, or king of Israel's servants, answered and said, there is Elisha the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And I said that this pouring of water is not ceremonial. It's captured within the reality of the word ablution. So every time Elijah went to probably the toilet, when he came out, Elijah was waiting at the door, maybe with soap and with water. So he was a partaker of the downsides of the prophet. He had deep understanding that truly the prophet was a man of like passion. He saw Elijah cry, but he still called him a prophet. He saw Elijah angry, but called him a prophet. Maybe he saw Elijah in need and still called him a prophet. He saw Elijah frustrated that I'm not doing again, but Elijah did not stop acknowledging him that he was a prophet. Joseph had some understanding, because in the following verse he gives us a picture into that understanding that he had. What did he say in the next verse? And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. The question is, Jehoshaphat, have you met Elisha before? No. But he knew that if a man pours water on the hands of Elijah, he will have the word of the Lord. So I said in the morning, and what he was invariably saying is, if a man serves a strong man, in spite of the negative tendencies that crop up out of that man's life, if you serve a strong man, he will be strong. He knew that a transfer will have been occasioned. So they approached unto a potent man in whose mouth was the word of the Lord. But see what played out. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, For the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. The king was exasperated because he was wondering, oh God, you will help us now. Elijah said, I won't help you. What do I have to do with you? Do you think he didn't know they were thirsty? You think his kind of prophets will not know what the problem is? If you check the story, you will find out that he didn't ask, why did you come? Why did you come? He just inquired, brought a solution, and his solution was the answer to their problem. He knew, but he was willing to see the king of Israel test unto death, because he knows that the king of Israel has an ancestral affiliation with parents who have strange prophets. He had built a defense system inside him that anybody from that kind of lineage will not be helped, even if it's at the risk of death. He's still prophet Elijah. Just like you still have intercessor James. An intercessor Wumi. They still pray, but they have sworn in their heart that if God drops a prayer point, that they labor for the redemption of this tribe that everybody has started hating, they will go to sleep. And in case their eyes will mistakenly open, they will use half a tablet of Valium 5 to ensure that they sleep, and so that they wake up in the morning saying it was a tablet. They will not pray. I perceive that there's somebody in this building that passed by a Fulani man, and what was dropped in your heart was to pray, but you did not respond. It means that Bolu, there are people already living in disobedience. Because sometimes people pass in front of our house and I'm just minding my business, and the Lord knows that he owns my purse. He knows. With the little that I have, if you see Jesus, ask him that, do you own Reverend's purse? He owns my purse. I can have plans for what is there, but he can withdraw from that purse at will. So the Lord can say, this man is a scavenger. You know those scavengers that pass around. Every time you see him, give him this amount. And some of them have been having the amount that now, I'm now a customer. Even if I'm not around, they will knock. And say, every time we pass, he used to give us money. And my wife will need to do that on my behalf, even when I'm not. They are like our relations now. I'm sure Oba knows a couple of them. Where's Oriomi? He's outside. Oriomi knows a couple too. I don't know them. But Jesus, we say give. I'm perceiving that there's somebody around us here. That's why I'm staying on this issue. That the Lord has instructed you, it may be give water to, it may be give food to. But because of what is in your heart, you are willing to disobey God and still keep your position than to be able to tell your friends that I gave to a full animal. This thing is very deep. Have you seen how people treat them even in public transport? Say, don't touch me. Don't make your body must not touch me. It's wrong. The church that wants to win with Jesus cannot be like that. And God is raising it as an indictment. The church in Nigeria is guilty. If a Fulani man walks into church this evening and wants to sit and listen to the word of God, apart from the fact that he's suspected, when he has been searched and he has been proven to be free, people will still not be free with him. He's seen as a lesser citizen, somebody that God created. So Kwelumi, how can you claim that you love God when a man who has been established as your brother, that you can see you don't love him? How can we be using our lips to seek interventions when our hearts are hateful? How can we pray for one Nigeria and in our hearts the nation is already divided in tribal lines? We're going to plead tonight that if those beasts that were sent from the realm of the spirit to scatter hatred in our hearts have found expression in you, Jesus will port your heart. We will now go ahead to ask that he will port the church and that you will purge our nation of such spirits. Let's see how it ended. Give me a scripture. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I had regard, or were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I will not look towards thee nor see thee. It means it will look as though you are not existing. The man making this statement was Elijah, the prophet. The man with the double portion of Elijah's spirit. It means that this closure of heart towards a kind of people, because of the antecedents, because of the things we know about them, is not anointing sensitive. Even anointed men can be hateful men. It's a stone that the enemy has thrown in the intercession of the church, and it will stand in the way of our intercession. Next verse of scripture. But now, bring me a mystery. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word. Mr. Tao, the issue I raised in the morning was that Elisha was, before this time, he was not advertised as a prophet that needed a transport system to come into prophetic. I shared in the morning that when people started eating themselves and they sent to him to cut off his head, because we can't have a prophet in town and people be eating their children, immediately he heard of their murderous tendencies. He prophesied quickly and said, by this time tomorrow. He didn't say, bring me a minister. What it meant was that Elisha had access to bring redemption to the nation. But this closure of his heart towards a man became an impediment on the journey into revelation. Hateful men lose their capacity in revelation. Your sight as an intercessor can be blurred because you are hateful. God will be speaking, we will not be able to hear accurately because we are hateful. He now needed aid to come into what was like a natural for him. Could it be that why we don't know all that we need to know, and we cannot prophesy like we were designed to prophesy, is because there is a bank of hate in us, that we see a tribe as the devils that have invaded our nation? Many times I've heard people say, well, what was God even thinking about that he put us in the same country? I believe that that tribe has an election, and that in our lifetime we will see them live out their purposes in this nation. Because the nation will not break. It will not break. It will only be a contribution of all kinds of tribal graces, so that the kingdom of God will be established. I want us to lift up our voice in true repentance and plead with God. The psalmist says, search me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me unto the way everlasting. If you are streaming online and you have found out that there is a root of bitterness in you, especially against the Fulani tribe, especially against people of other religions, especially against those that dwell in the northern side of this nation, we want to plead that God will show us mercy and he will purge us. God is not a northern God. He is not a southern God. Our God is not a Yoruba God. He's not an Igbo God. He's not a thief God. He's not a Kanuri God. He's not an Hausa God. Nor is he a Fulani God. We plead with you, O God, that our hearts will be purged of hatred. I know we have heard things that pained us, but this company of intercessors want to walk free of hatred. We want to do business in a place where there are no impediments. Lord, can you show us mercy? You have ordained the last days of our intercessory labor as prophetic days, and we do not want to be blinded. We do not want to be deafened by hate. Oh, purge our hearts. Purge our hearts.
purge our hearts. Did the Bible not say that he that hated his brother is a murderer? Would you not want to hate some who have murdered and be equal to what they are in the spirit? So we ask of you, oh God, that you will purge us as a local assembly, as a company of intercessors. You will purge the body of Christ. We come to a place of repentance tonight. We cannot longer continue to hate a people that you have created. For all of your creation, it is said, these are a people that I have formed for myself. And we bring your word over the Fulani tribe, that you have forged them for yourself, and one day they will give you praise. We stand on the side of that ordination. Oh, we say no to hateful feelings. We say no to bitterness. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse the church, oh God. Kabas katelante kahe, epata kabaros katelate kababahata, empinda tisati binahatia, askopati kabraski teliti tikeke bahata, kopato ketosa kata, onta kai batebe rateteya. If you are guilty, it's a good time to ask that the blood of Jesus will purge your heart. God said to me this morning, and I brought that announcement to the people of God, that there is a love allocation for our intercessory labors. There is a love allocation, and tonight we receive it, to love the unlovable, to labor for redemption. Yes, this includes those that dwell in northern Nigeria. This includes those that seek to invade us. This includes our brothers in the Fulani tribe. You brought us into the nation of Nigeria for a purpose. You saved us ahead of many of them for a purpose, that we might partner with you for their redemption. Some of us by the fruit of our lips, others on our knees. Yes, Father. Iatamino saita bakata. Ela becoming so degradilabai. Purge my heart of hatred. Purge my heart of hatred. Let the wicked spirits that have been released over our nation to advance a reign of hatred. Oh my katome. Mante kaitata bakatai. Lebra ki lokati hide. Epeteki bitos tan bidiata. Abababatata. Let the spirits have no power over us. Let our territory be cleaned up. Oh, we evict them. We evict them. Sadakata bebekiata. Simba di kabiantaya. We are a company of loving intercessors. We are lovers. We love God and we love the people that He has created. We love, we love, we love. Isana mokote katapaha. I know many from this tribe have been fingered to be those who have committed atrocities in our nation. But the Bible says love covereth a multitude of sins. And today we forgive, we forgive. We forgive on behalf of the body of Christ. We forgive that they are no longer shut out of the economy of life. We forgive so that the light that shines in the face of the Christ can reach out to them. We forgive. We let go the effects of the hardship. Some of us have lost loved ones, but we come to that place because God needs to win in Nigeria. And we forgive. Oh, fill our hearts with love. Holy Ghost, you are the spirit of love. Fill the heart of the church with love. Asamaita, asamaita, imbraketa ila, ratatatata mi babotande, epambaskaneta, antobembotate ila sata. Oh, let there be a release of the Lord.
God, the love of God, the love of God. Oita samoho, sankom raketo kabatana. On behalf of the church, we forgive the Fulani tribe. We ask that the gates of salvation be opened to them. Jesus, you died for them. We offer them up to you as an offering.
Let love fill our hearts.
Oh, because katon bakwa rakopas kamba tatata epalemba saiba shantelebe beben balate shata papa 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 rata basato reta paska papa papa.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yesterday night we prayed around the stirrings of the enemy. I've come to announce tonight that one of the ways the enemy wastes a people is that he stirs animosity, tribal animosity. You don't know why you don't like somebody from that tribe. But if the spirit finds or fulfills its enterprise, what happens is that unconsciously, you just find out that you are hateful. If you are queried as to why you have assumed that posture, there may be nothing personal. You say things like, I don't know, I just don't like them. I was saying that some of us have seen Fulanis, 3-4 of them, walking together in the streets of our city, and we think that they have come to cause harm. Sometimes it's because they are also afraid. I gave a Yoruba adage in the morning that Yoruba say that it is because snakes walk as individual snakes. That's why they die cheaply. Because if snakes, I gave an example this morning of 3 snakes walking together. That if you see a green mamba, you know those tiny green snakes, they are quite easy to kill. But if as you raise your stick to kill the green mamba, you see the head of a cobra. And when you are trying to arrange yourself, have you seen a boa constrictor open his mouth before? Like in movies, those are the anaconda opens his mouth. You will drop the stick. You won't run. No, you can't run when the anaconda opens his mouth. You can only pray inside. You are hoping that he does not smell the fear hormone. Because if he smells the fear hormone, you will end in his stomach. So because they walk singly, they become victims. Could it be that these our brethren are also afraid? Because they have been given for a prey too. I want us to pray again. That the spirits, because you have watched Hotel Rwanda. Have you? How many people have watched that movie? The challenge was that there were 2 principal tribes in Rwanda. The Hutus, the Tutsis. And I was saying that like, we have our ID card now. It's like for them to now say in Abuja that once all the national details are there, across, they will now put Yoruba. That was the challenge. So, if you showed up and said you were Hutu, there were even some, I think the guy himself, it was some kind of intermarriage. So, his wife was from a different tribe. It was with a lot of labor that that family was preserved. Because when the thing rose, the people who were against that hotel manager, they were willing to kill the man. To kill his wife. And only keep their brother, who is from their tribe. So they were not even concerned that their brother will be thrown into a state of mourning. Anything that had the blood of the other tribe, wives, children were going to be wasted. When you go online, check how many people died. It's not called the Rwandan war. It's called the Rwandan genocide. Because they were after wiping out tribes. We have seen this thing play out again and again. Because wicked spirits stir animosity. They stir hatred. My fear is that the church is embodying it. The utterances that come forth from our pulpits already show that we have become hateful. I remember the last time I ministered in Mina, that priesthood series. One of the brothers came to lead prayers. I think it was, maybe it was the RCN Mina, pastor. I forgot it, Reverend Jonathan. And I saw how he was praying for these people. And I saw that there was no hatred in the heart of my brother. He looked back. He said, "You people in the south are praying that they should die." He said, "We see them as a harvest. They know that they are the ones there. You know how Niger State used to look like a jungle recently?" He said, "We love them. We love them." One of our brothers, they were advertising someone who had been saved by Jesus 25 years ago as a Fulani man. And instead of going to the city, he chose to remain in the jungle. That the God who saved him will save his brethren. So he's still rearing cattle as a Fulani missionary. You hate that one too. Some of these guys have built their own churches. I mean these Fulani men. There are believers amongst them. Are many. If Jesus shows you the harvest that is gaining there, you'll be shocked. We can't be hateful. I'm saying that Nigeria cannot have peace if we are hateful. I learned it a long time ago. If somebody is doing something bad, and you, because of what that person is doing, hate that person, you will become what he is. I've shared it in this house many years ago when we used to have miracle services. That there are people whose fathers used to beat their mothers. And because of that, you hate the man. He's sick, you don't take care of him. You find out that if you're a lady, you will almost narrowly miss a man who beats you. You will reproduce that kind of person. That's what you attract. Because we can hate the evil works of men, but we cannot hate them. Are you getting my point? We'll begin to prophesy. But even your prophetic expressions will not find clarity if there's hate in your heart. We need to let go. Can we ask Jesus in 3 minutes that whatever spirit has been employed to sustain this hateful or this hate atmosphere will be evicted. As more men pioneered by the church begin to rise in their ranks as loving prayer men or loving praying men. We want to intercede by love. We want to prophesy by love that we will win faster. Oh Jesus. Let these strange spirits be evicted. Let these strange spirits be evicted. Let these strange spirits be evicted. The spirits that have colored our atmosphere in hatred. The spirits that have colored our atmosphere with murderous tendencies. The spirits of wickedness that were unleashed by whatever covenants people had with spirits over our landscape.
We ask that by the superior blood of Jesus the Christ, this spirit that administer hate, that administer this monstrous existence, these spirits of wickedness will be driven back to where they came from. Oh, let our land be healed. Nigeria, the Lord heals you. He heals you of hate. He heals you of rancor. He heals you of animosity. He heals you of murderous tendencies. Yes, love reigns here. Church, pray. We are the only ones that can rout these energies. And tonight we engage that the spirit of love begins to find expression in our ecosystem. You can begin from here. Begin from Ogbomoso. And as you change our heart towards these brethren of ours in the Fulani tribe, some saved, some already prepared to be saved, let wickedness recede. Let wickedness recede. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Father, may you reign, may you reign. Lord Jesus, may you reign, may you reign. Father, may you reign, may you reign. Lord Jesus, may you reign, may you reign. Father, may you reign. Father, may you reign, may you reign. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, may you reign, may you reign. Father, may you reign.
Father, may you reign,
may you reign. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, may you reign.
One more time.
May you reign. Oh, Father, may you reign. May you reign, Lord Jesus, may you reign, may you reign, may you reign,
may you reign, may you reign, may you reign,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus, may you reign.
We ask that the void that is currently being created in the realm of the spirit over our nation will be filled with the essence of the Holy Ghost, which is love. Oh!
So let there be love shed amongst us, and let there be love in our hearts. May now your love fill this nation. Cause us, O Lord, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love. that is real. Let there be love shed amongst us. Let there be love.
One more time.
Let there be love, and let there be love shed amongst us. Let there be love in our hearts. May now your love fill this nation. Cause us, O Lord, to arise. So give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. Let there be love shed amongst us. Let there be love.
You will begin from us. And they will cause these waters of love to find full expression in your body. That the body of Christ no longer is a tribal entity, but we begin to relate as the commonwealth of Zion. Knowing that in every land and in every place ordained to you is a harvest. Help us in this season by love to partner with your redemptive activity that will bring peace and progress in the nation of Nigeria. Let it be, O God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right. So.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.